Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about banking. I want to talk about some of the things you and I are doing with the money that we use, that we need to grow. One of the it's been interesting to me over the years, and I mean, when I mean say years, I really probably mean decades. That's how I measure my career now, and not centuries yet, but decades for sure. But one of the most interesting business trends I've witnessed in my long witnessing is going back at least a decade now, is how small business owners have chosen a loan source. I think what going back is interesting, but going forward I think it's going to be even more interesting. Looking back, we've had three primary sources of loan funds for growing small businesses. First have been large multi-state banks. Some people call them chain banks, the big guys. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, people like that. And some of the large regionals. I consider the large regionals, like SunTrust and others, to be large regional banks. I mean, they're not in all states, but they're pretty big banks. So that's one, large banks. The second one is community banks, locally owned and operated and managed. And then the third is credit unions, which are also locally owned and managed. So in a recent online poll, we asked you about your borrowing preferences. And 1/6 of you said, about 18% said, that you were doing business with large banks. You were borrowing money from large banks. And that's down from a decade ago, and because following the 2008 financial crisis, large banks literally stopped lending to small business owners because they were dealing with the regulatory stress test. The Fed and other regulators were putting them through a stress test because of what happened in 2008 and prior to that, the bad loans they were making. And so they couldn't make any loans because any loan was almost considered a bad loan. So they literally stopped lending money. The big banks did. Well, they're lending to small businesses again now, but they're in a catch-up mode. So that's why the large bank option is down from where it was with the small business owners. 1/8 of our sample, about 12%, selected credit unions, which is higher than the past. And one of the reasons, and this is much to the chagrin of banks, credit unions have expanded their customer profiles to include small businesses. They're being more aggressive in going after small business. They also aren't taxed like banks, and they're not subject to the Community Reinvestment Act, the requirements under the CRA. And that's, again, as I say, that's much to the chagrin of banks. I predict credit union loan options, the credit union loan option for small business, will grow going forward. But more than 2/3 of our audience told us that they borrowed from community banks. The Independent Community Bankers of America, as I've reported in the past, say that that community banks make almost 6 of 10 small business loans nationally, something like 58-59% nationally. So our folks coming in at about 67% means that our folks are a little more active with these lenders. And I'm going to say, I have to be full disclosure, I've long espoused the natural symbiosis between Main Street businesses and community banks. You know that. You know how much of an affinity I have for community banks. So I admit that I perhaps have influenced my polling audience to move the community bank needle a little bit beyond the national average. I admit that. And I don't have a problem with that, frankly. The big news of our poll is that crowdfunding popped up on the radar screen, on the lending radar for the first time. That's right, crowdfunding. It was only 3%, very small part of our response. But this credit source is very new. It basically didn't exist a couple of years ago. So right now, crowdfunding loans fit small businesses that aren't bankable for one reason or another. A crowdfunding loan. And by the way, I've written 3 articles on crowdfunding. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and or wherever you see my columns, wherever you find me, those outlets, including my website, will have, if you'll type in crowdfunding in my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll see all 3 articles. You can read more about them there. But crowdfunding lending, which is one of the 3 types, fits small business owners that aren't bankable for one reason or another, but are strong enough to handle the associated higher interest rates. I predict that over the next decade, crowdfunding will claim a larger piece of the small business loan pie, and they'll do it for 3 reasons. Number 1, crowdfunding rates will become more competitive. Right now, they're pretty high. Right now, whereas if you're bankable, you can borrow money from your bank for probably 5, 6, 7%. Crowdfunding loans are going to cost you probably double that. So those, I think going forward, those rates will be lower in crowdfunding. Number 2, crowdfunding won't have the banking regulatory challenges because we're not dealing with deposits. Crowdfunding funds will not come from deposits. They come from investors. So they won't have the same, they may find a way to regulate it somewhat, but not like banks. And the 3rd reason crowdfunding will increase, I think, is because the virtual online aspect of crowdfunding will appeal to the next generation of entrepreneurs. I think the Gen Ys who are coming on into the marketplace as business owners, as decision makers, I think they're going to be probably gravitate toward crowdfunding. So recently I attended a convention of bankers. I asked them what they knew about crowdfunding. Most had not even heard the term. Most of the bankers I talked to had not even heard the term crowdfunding. Only a couple who had heard of crowdfunding knew how it worked, and none of them understood the future implications of crowdfunding to their business, their industry. Bankers, call your office. Small business borrowing will be a lot different in 2025. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about what banks can do to take advantage of crowdfunding. How about that? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.